leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. In Maine, a massive manhunt underway for suspected gunman Robert Card following last night's mass shooting in Lewiston at two separate locations. Governor Janet Mills.
I'm profoundly saddened to stand before you today to report that 18 people lost their lives.
More than a dozen others were injured. Police say the shooting began at a bowling alley during Children's League night. Then the gunman went to a bar about 4 miles away and opened fire. Colonel William Ross.
Currently, there is an arrest warrant for 8 counts of murder for Mr. Card. And the reason it's 8 counts, because 10 people have not yet been identified.
The Army confirms Card was a reservist from 2000 to 2008. Police say he also has mental health issues. In a statement, President Biden urged Congress to pass gun reform legislation. This is ABC News. Ukrainians react to the election of Mike Johnson as the new House Speaker.
There is uncertainty and some apprehension here in Ukraine over the election of Mike Johnson as the Republican House Speaker. Johnson is known as a skeptic on more Ukraine aid. His comments, though, after his election that he supports more aid but with conditions has slightly eased some fears here, but many Ukrainians remain uneasy. A prominent Ukrainian MP, Alexei Honcharenko, wrote Johnson is far from ideal, but he hopes his backing by Ukraine's Republican allies means there is still a chance there is agreement on more support. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, Kyiv.
Members of the American Association of Professional Flight Attendants held an information picket in Dallas, demanding a 33% pay raise. They're threatening a work stoppage around Christmas. X, the site formerly known as Twitter, has begun rolling out audio and video calls. Users can allow calls from verified users, people in your address book, or those you follow. Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
Who is a Bex player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, has just been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Trial of the Franklin woman accused of killing her friend with eye drops continued Wednesday. Waukesha County Medical Examiner Dr. Linda Biedrzycki was on the witness stand testifying about the 2018 autopsy she conducted on the victim, 62-year-old Lynn Hernan.
I determined it was a homicide, which is a medical determination, not based on law enforcement or criminal rules. It's a public health determination, actually. And how this injury occurred is that she was given tetrahydrozoline by another.
Tetrahydrozoline is the active ingredient in eye drops to relieve redness in eyes. Jesse Kershevsky was not charged in Hernan's death until nearly 3 years later. Kershevsky's also accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from Hernan before and after she died. Kershevsky's defense team says Hernan killed herself and had health issues. Layoffs are announced at UW Platteville. A letter to employees from Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich sent out Wednesday said the school will eliminate 111 positions. That's about 12% of the university's workforce. The chancellor says the move was made to reduce the university's 2025 budget by more than $9 million. It'll lead to a balanced budget for the upcoming year. This doesn't happen every day. A 3% pay raise for Wausau's mayor and city council was rejected by alders Tuesday night. Alder Lou Larson noted raises haven't happened in years.
It's been 16 years since we've had any increase, and not that 3% isn't going to matter to any one of us either way.
Then Alder Tom Killian offered an amendment for a 3% pay decrease. Killian says city government isn't transparent enough. Both motions failed, so pay for the officials will remain the same for now. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A fatal three-vehicle crash in Dodge County Wednesday morning. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says a box truck going the wrong way on U.S. Highway 151 in the town of Chester hit a Kia vehicle head-on. A Chevrolet car then hit the Kia. Two people in the Kia, 25-year-old male driving the car, and a 28-year-old female passenger died at the scene. Two other passengers in the Kia were hospitalized for their injuries. The three people in the Chevy were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the truck was identified as a 69-year-old man from Pennsylvania. In Wisconsin's House, Republicans support the new speaker.
All six of them voted for Louisiana's Mike Johnson, except Derek Van Orden, who is on a fact-finding trip to Israel. Congressman Tom Tiffany called Johnson the conservative fighter the American people need. Congressman Scott Fitzgerald said Johnson is an honest member of Congress with strong conservative values that he lives out through his work. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Friday, October 20th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his three children, Jack Hine of Glendale, Arizona, by Shanna Sellers of North Manchester, Indiana, and by Randy Hine of Denton, Texas. Survived also by three grandchildren, by one great-grandson, by his brother Jeff Hine of Medford, and by his sister Roberta Hannanen of Highbridge, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service with military honors will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for veteran Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls. Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba was called home to his Lord on October 24th at Aspirus Care and Rehab in Medford. He is survived by cousins and friends. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation to be held at the church 1 hour prior to the Mass. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care. Home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Warm up at Kayla's Kitchen and Closet during Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue in Park Falls this Saturday, October 28th. Kayla and the whole crew will be ready with delicious fall coffee concoctions and a thorough selection of tea and tasty treats. Bring the kids by for the prize wheel and browse Kayla's massive fall sale. 20% off fall and winter clothing and boots. No better time to have a good time than this Saturday, October 28th, with Kayla's Kitchen and Closet at Fright Fest on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Get ready for the 2nd Annual Fright Fest on October 28th, brought to you by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. At 1 p.m., catch a free, family-friendly movie at Park Theater. From 3 to 6 p.m., enjoy Trunk or Treat, Arts and Crafts, and Phillips Children's Museum activities. From 6 to 8 p.m., put on your best costume for a spooky party. And don't miss the Hayride, Rated R movie, Trunk or Treat prizes, and the epic pumpkin drop. It's all happening in downtown Park Falls on and around 2nd Avenue North on Saturday, October 28th. Join us for a day of frightful delights and family-friendly fun at Fright Fest, the Halloween event you won't want to miss. See the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for more information.
Freeze Fire would remind you that summer is quickly coming to an end here and fall's right around the corner. Now, maybe you're not ready to give up on those fun summer times yet. Maybe you didn't quite get everything in that you had hoped for. Well, don't spend those beautiful fall days stacking firewood and clearing up all the mess. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. No need to spend your time stacking and then cleaning up all the mess. Spend your time enjoying all that fall has to offer and grab your firewood straight out of the bag come winter. Call Freeze Firewood, 715-567-0616, 567-0616. Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road, Phillips.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Kyle Repair, your Ponzi parts and service dealer in Park Falls, invites you in for the open house Friday, November 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1, and there's some awesome door prize giveaways like a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. Kyle Repair is also offering parts specials. You'll get 10% off during this special open house event. You do need to be present to receive all the Ponzi parts special offers. Kyle Repair, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-333-7777. 800-838-4715 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-838-4715. That's 800-838-4715. What do you have to lose? Call 800-838-4715. Again, 800-838-4715.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 53, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 42. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Cloudy skies. Turning much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Snow possible both days. Once again, high of 53 this afternoon, a low of 42 tonight. A dusting of snow Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 50.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite lunch and meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers. Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics News Center helps them win in New York on opening night.
The Celtics won a feisty opening night game from their longtime rivals, the Knicks, 108-104. New York had a six-point lead with 3.5 minutes remaining, but Boston went on a 13-3 run to post the win. Kristaps Porzingis, in his first Celtics game, scored the first 7 points of that run.
We were able to finish out the game on making some big plays and some free throws and overall a fun game to play.
Porzingis finished with 30 points and 8 rebounds. Jason Tatum scored 34 with 11 boards. The Knicks were led by R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley, who each netted 24 points. Tom Merriam, New York.
Other winners included Indiana, Orlando, Charlotte, Miami, Toronto, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Sacramento, Dallas, and the L.A. Clippers. This is SRN Sports. In the lone NHL game last night, the Washington Capitals scored 3 times in the first period and 3 in the third to pull out a 6-4 triumph over New Jersey.
Dylan Strome sparked the comeback with a power play goal 18 seconds into the third. 1:51 before Connor McMichael put Washington ahead 5-4. Alex Ovechkin added an empty netter for the Capitals, who survived the Devils' 4-goal second period. Strome scored twice for the Caps, and Tyler Toffoli delivered 2 goals and an assist for New Jersey.
Correspondent Dave Ferry reporting. Major League Baseball, with the World Series set to begin tomorrow night between the Texas Rangers and Arizona Diamondbacks, Dusty Baker has retired as manager of the Houston Astros. It's the ending of an illustrious 26-year career as a big league skipper, highlighted by a World Series win last season. Baker broke the news in an interview with USA Today. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks tip off the regular season at home against Philadelphia tonight at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Bucks under new leadership with Adrian Griffin on the bench.
You have to produce in the present. And obviously on paper, we are one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team, just with our talent. We know that there's going to be expectations to come along when you put a roster together like this, but we have to execute.
6:30, the tip time on TNT tonight. The Brewers have given the Mets permission to speak with Craig Counsell, whose contract in Milwaukee's expiring. Counsell's led the Brewers to 5 playoff appearances and over 700 wins. Rangers and Diamondbacks gearing up for the World Series. Game 1 of that best of 7 Friday night in Arlington. 14th-ranked Hockey Badgers begin a 2-game border battle series with number 1-ranked Minnesota tonight in the Twin Cities. The Badgers off to a 5-1 start. They've allowed just 9 goals in 6 games. Badger defenseman Anthony Kerr.
You know, I think it's something that we take a lot of pride in. Obviously, you want to play in the offensive zone, but the game doesn't happen and you don't get the wins unless you take care of business in the D zone. So it's something that we have a lot of pride in, and I think guys are really buying into that.
Face-off time tonight set for 8 p.m. on BTN. Football Badgers fell to the Ohio State Buckeyes last season, 52-21 in Columbus. They're hoping for better results this Saturday night when the two teams hook up at Camp Randall. Redshirt freshman quarterback Braden Locke says there's pressure on the entire offense this week.
You know, we're playing a really good team this week. There's a lot of pressure on all 11 guys that are on the field to do their job because, you know, more than likely if 10 guys do their job and one guy doesn't, it's not going to be a great play or a great result. So that's the challenge this week, and, you know, we're working to get it done.
Devondre Campbell and Jaire Alexander returning to the practice field for the Packers yesterday, but running back Aaron Jones sat out. Packers also placed safety Darnell Savage and corner Eric Stokes on injured reserve. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some other local sports notes, it's volleyball front and center tonight. Sectional semifinals all around the state. The winners will advance to Saturday's sectional final games for the right to go to state. Division 4, we've got two good ones right here in the Northwoods. Mercer will play host to Frederick, the number 1 seed. Mercer hosting 2-seeded Frederick, 7 o'clock tonight at the Mercer Tiger Gymnasium. The Prentice Buccaneer girls volleyball team. The Lady Bucks are at home. They will take on Gilman. Gilman, the 2-seed, again in Prentice tonight at 7 o'clock. The winner of the Mercer Prentice games will play in Bruce on Saturday for the right to go to state. In Division 3, St. Croix Falls and Barron will clash. That's a 1 versus a 2-seed. McDonald's Central Catholic, they will take on Fall Creek, again, a 1 and a 2-seed in Division 3. And in Division 2 from the north, Rice Lake, the 1-seed, against Prescott, the 3-seed. And you've got Waupaca, who was a number 4-seed. They're traveling to take on Mosinee. They are the 3-seed. Soccer sectional semifinals also being held today. In Division 3, you got Somerset and Baldwin Woodville playing. Mosinee will take on the Lakeland T-Birds. The 2-seed Lakeland will take on 1-seeded Mosinee today. The winners play Saturday for the right to go to state. And then in Division 4 soccer action, that was Division 3. And Division 4, you got the Washburn Bayfield co-op team, a 1-seed. They will play host to Cumberland. And the Columbus Catholic squad, a number 1-seed, will play host to Arcadia, the 3-seed. If you missed our interviews this morning, we had a lot of fun with our cross-country athletes from Phillips and Shawamigan. It's archived for you at 98qcountry.com. You can also see it on our 98Q Country Facebook page. The complete interviews are right there. Bucks basketball on the air tonight, the season opener. We've got it for you right here, 6 o'clock, the pregame Bucks basketball tonight, right here on 98Q Country. Let's go!
Q Country.
With a woman you love, you talk all night.
favorites and yesterday's classics.
Got to the best part. We didn't have time to tell you the rest.
Connor Smith, Creek Will Rise. So my wife gets to meet Tim McGraw with me, and she says, can I feel your pecs? Like I said, highly inappropriate, right? Here's what Tim did. Sure. You know, he works out every day. I mean, every day, and tons of it, like 2.5 hours at a time, doing weights and stuff like that. He has a gym that he takes with him on the road. Really? So, yeah, he's working out. My wife said he's got great pecs. I didn't feel them, but she did. Just thought I'd let you know.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has 2 locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs around 53, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 42. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Cloudy skies. Turning much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Snow possible both days. Once again, high of 53 this afternoon, a low of 42 tonight. A dusting of snow Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 50.
Doggy time.
Who's there?
98Q Country.
To you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me want to write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to wrap my name on your heart, get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody.
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw.
McCreary, Cabin of Solo. I was talking about Tim McGraw, right? There was a time, and I've met him a few times, that he acted highly elusive, right? I think he realized that doesn't work anymore. Now he's friendly, he's smiley, he lets women feel his pecs. Probably a little bit, not too much. Anyways, I'm glad Tim is the Tim he is.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98 Q Country.
Some days it's tough just getting up. Throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be an old show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby,
save me the trouble. Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble? Give that heartache to
on air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.